Unless you turn around and look at the buildings to the west, it's hard to tell that this is downtown Miami. Water from the Biscayne Bay crashes against the rocks. Palm trees provide shade above. And instead of people traveling in cars, they stroll by leisurely, like Christina Perdomo from Palmetto Bay, who came to the park with her husband and son.
We're enjoying it so much. There's so much to see. I mean, you're right on the bay. You have all the buildings of downtown to see. There's food vendors, you know, open grass space for kids to play. It's like, I'm so happy that Miami did this. It's great.
But as of just last week, the future of this space was up in the air. Last Tuesday, the city of Miami said no to David Beckham's proposed soccer stadium here. So far, the park has cost the city $40 million. Sandy Whalen came to check out the park on its opening weekend.
And if you look at the open spaces and imagine what it would have been like if there was a parking lot and a big construction piece, you really appreciate what it is now. It's beautiful, and it's what we really needed.
So no stadium, but plenty of space here for a pickup game of soccer among locals. I'm Carl Javier in Museum Park in downtown Miami.